Hello, ladies and gentlemen, a news alert on this amazing piece of trash legislation that I'm really embarrassed at anybody who supposedly understands the Constitution in any way, shape, or form could possibly support the Restrict Act, the act that is around this the headlines of, we gotta ban TikTok, as if that's all of it. You know what would be the legislation if that was necessary? A bill that said TikTok is banned. There, sign it. Veto it or not, and deliver it. No, there's this thing called the Restrict Act. But because it's anti-China, you know, the Russians, the Republicans are like, hey, this here's anti-China, so we got to force that. And I'm not saying anti-China can't be a good reason to do a good motivation to do a lot of things. But this is literally a blank check law. The Restrict Act. So I'm going to read just a couple things for you. This is in the section. It is a blank check. The area that says unlawful acts basically just says, now it shall be illegal to violate anything that is passed under this act. And it gives the president the decision-making to enforce or even define it. So for example, Section 11, penalties of A, unlawful acts. In general, it shall be unlawful for a person to violate, attempt to violate, conspire to violate, or cause a violation of any regulation, order, direction, mitigation measure, prohibition, or other authorization or directive issued under this act, including any of the unlawful acts described in paragraph 2. And so then we have, again, we're under unlawful acts, section A, subsection 1, the in general, I just told you, and specific unlawful acts is the name of the title, but yet there are no specific unlawful acts. The unlawful acts described in the paragraph, another lie. Subsection, so that's 2, specific unlawful acts, subsection A, for instance. No person may engage in any conduct prohibited or in contrary to or refrain from engaging in any conduct required by any regulation, order, direction, mitigation, measure, prohibition, or other authorization or directive issued under this act. This is a blank check for dictator. B, and I'm not lying, there's only like 5 of these. The second one, no person may cause, to aid, abet, counsel, command, induce, procure, permit, or approve the doing of any act prohibited by or the omission of any act required by any regulation, blah, 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 under this act. C, no person may solicit or attempt a violation of any regulation, blah, 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 under this act. No specific conduct that is a violation is even defined. And if you don't believe me, let's go to D. No person may conspire or act in concert with one or more other people in any measure to any regulation, order, direction, blah, 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 under this act. Still no conduct actually defined. It's unlawful. E, no person may, whether directly or indirectly through any other person, make any false statement, false or leading, misleading representation, statement or certification, or falsify or conceal any material fact to the Department of Commerce or any other official or anywhere executive department or agency, in the course of an investigation, under the, and blah, blah, blah. Still, nothing as to what the unlawful conduct is. F, no person may engage in any transaction or take any other action with intent to invade the provision of this act or any regulation, blah, 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 direction, mitigation, measure, prohibition, or other authorization or directive issued thereunder. No person may fail or refuse to comply with any reporting or record-keeping requirement of this act, blah, 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 except as specifically authorized in this subchapter, any regulation, da, 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 da. So again, no definition of the specific unlawful acts, even as this is the section whose title is specific unlawful acts. It is a blank check. And then they have a additional requirements, which is continuation of effect and notification, but no specific acts. But wait for it. There's civil penalties and there's criminal penalties. But does it say? No, it says basically paraphrase, hey, you may impose a civil penalty, but it doesn't define it. It just says on who it might be imposed if something is, quote, broken, that is undefined. A fine of more than $250,000 or an amount that is twice the value of the transaction that is the basis of the violation with respect, and then blah, 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 so on. Criminal penalties, a person who willfully commits, willingly attempts to commit, or willfully conspires to commit, or aids or abets in the commission of any unlawful act described in subsection A, which is above, where there was nothing described, shall upon conviction be fined no more than, not more than $1,000,000, or if it's a natural person, may be imprisoned for not more than 20 years. And they have a civil forfeiture aspect. So civil forfeiture, for those of you who don't know, is used in, you know, alleged drug convictions. And it doesn't have to be corruptible, but it's highly corruptible potentially because they don't charge the person. They charge the thing. And therefore, you are not criminally or civilly charged. The items that they seize are. And then you have to prove in reverse American tradition of justice and law order that you are innocent. You have to start your own case to do so. They don't have to continue with a prosecution of any kind. They just get your stuff and then you have to initiate an action to get it back. So this leaves open the way they would do this is to simply say, hey, you know how Alex Jones and the like said, oh, Amazon, you're going to be assholes and you're going to say that I can't use all you are, which is basically server space, because you're going to get political about it and tyrannical about it and attempt to be a content editor. Well, that's fine. I'll find someone who isn't an asshole and they can be my server space. Well, this will allow civil forfeiture of those servers. They will be absconded by the federal government. That's the likely reasoning for this. So even the Alex Joneses of the world, or the people who put up a TikTok that at least lasts for a second, even though it's censored, but some of the information gets put out, they're going to be charged under this thing potentially. So in general, a person who willfully commits, willfully attempts to commit, or willfully blah, 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 conspires to commit, or aids or abets in the commission of an unlawful act described in subsection A. Okay, so again, there is no definition in general for forfeiture. And I'm going to tell you, this is how it works, what I just told you. But let's paraphrase. In general, any property, real or personal, tangible or intangible, used or intended to be used in any manner to commit or facilitate a violation or attempted violation described in paragraph 1, which is just the in general that didn't tell you anything. There's nothing defined, shall be subject to forfeiture to the United States. So again, you're not charging the person. You don't have to show the person guilty. You just simply take their shit. It's called theft, is what it's called. Proceeds, any property, real or personal, tangible or intangible, constituting or traceable to the gross proceeds taken, obtained or retained in connection with or as a result of a violation or attempted violation described in paragraph 1, which didn't describe the actions, shall be subject to forfeiture. And then procedure. It's the same drug procedure as I'm talking about. Guys, this is the Patriot Act of the internet and worse. This is bad, bad news. This will take away all ability to even serve someone who happens to have a free voice, potentially. Because again, people go, that's not what we mean it for. It's never what you mean it for. It's what the tyrants or the bureaucrats can get from it. It's what the NSA, if politically motivated, or the FBI, if politically motivated, or the other law enforcement agencies that are tinged by politics because people want to terrorize people with authority because of their political persuasion in a descending society. It's what those agencies can be persuaded or forced to do by political actors who don't care about your freedom. This is an annihilation of the Constitution. And if your Republican conservative representation says anything else, then they don't deserve the office and deserve a hanging tree through due process, of course. Okay, guys, this is a big one. Call your representatives. Tell them you're outraged, that this is nothing but a tyrannical bill, and for them to get off their idiotic focus on TikTok. And if they want to prohibit TikTok, they can do that by simply prohibiting TikTok, not passing a blank check bill. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. This is Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.